This VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ousted Mali President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has left the country for medical treatment in Abu Dhabi as talks about a transition back to civilian rule following last month's military coup got off to a chaotic start. His former chief of staff, Mamadou Camara, told the Reuters news agency that Keita left Bamako on Saturday evening aboard a plane chartered by the United Arab Emirates at the request of Mali's ruling junta. The 75-year-old Keita was hospitalized in Bamako on Tuesday, 6 days after he was released from detention by the ruling junta, which seized power on August 18th. Talks about the shape of the transition period opened on Saturday with hundreds of representatives from the junta, political parties, and civil society groups attending an opening ceremony in Bamako. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of a Beirut building for the third day on Saturday said there was no longer any hope of finding someone alive more than a month after a massive port explosion shattered Lebanon's capital. About 50 rescue workers and volunteers, including a specialist team from Chile, had worked for 3 days to locate anyone after sensors on Thursday detected signs of breathing and heat. The authorities held ceremonies on Friday to mark a month since the explosion tore into a city already reeling from a crippling economic crisis. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. This is VOA News. China National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech said Saturday that 4 more countries have agreed to run late-stage human tests of their coronavirus vaccine candidates. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase 3 trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president Zhang Yuntao said its phase 3 trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. He added that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccine. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades its manufacturing techniques. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has also obtained approvals from 2 other countries for phase 3 trials.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. New York's Attorney General on Saturday moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. In a statement, Attorney General Letitia James said the Prude family and the Rochester community have been through great pain and anguish. Prude's death has sparked nightly protests and calls for reform. His death came after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March, and it has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier this week. Protesters have been demanding more accountability for how the incident happened and legislation to change how authorities respond to mental health emergencies. President Donald Trump has directed the Office of Management and Budget to crack down on federal agencies' anti-racism training sessions, calling them divisive anti-American propaganda. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The OMB director sent a letter Friday to executive branch agencies directing them to identify spending related to any training on critical race theory, white privilege, or any other material that teaches or suggests that the U.S. or any race or ethnicity is inherently racist or evil. President Trump has spent much of the summer defending the display of the Confederate flag and monuments of Civil War rebels from protesters seeking their removal in what he calls a culture war ahead of the November 3rd election. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.